Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's a Tuesday, it's the 2nd, it's April, it's 2024. I hope you're having a fantastic week. I really do. I was recently told in one of the comments of the Daily Ticket that I got to get right to it. Nobody cares about my fucking personal life. That's what I was told. Nobody cares about anything but what I put on the thumbnail. That's what I was told. I'm going to read that comment at the end of this podcast. Maybe you agree with it, maybe you don't. I don't know. But it's funny because I did a podcast on the Tigers yesterday after that 3-0 start. And by the way, I'm recording this podcast at 2:12 on a Monday. So I don't know if the Tigers made it 4-0. I don't know if the Wings are any closer to being in the postseason. By the time you listen or watch, you will know. But I do this podcast yesterday, and I talked a little bit about April Fool's Day. And I told a little story how early in my radio career, we wanted to pull a prank that Barry Sanders was coming back to the Lions. I thought it was a fun story. I was warning people, be wary on April Fool's Day. Don't believe anything because people are trying to prank you. I was trying to help out the people in my life and the people that are kind enough to watch and listen to this podcast. And then I got yelled at in the comments saying, nobody cares about my personal life. Nobody cares about me. I'm trying to be the center of attention and I need to get on to whatever is on the thumbnail. Is that true? You don't care about me? You don't want to hear fun little stories about the life of me? I mean, I guess I don't blame you if you don't. Anyway. So a weird thing has happened. A couple weeks ago, I talked about Oakland basketball on the podcast. And then today, I'm going to talk about something I never thought I would talk about either. Michigan Panther football. Don't turn it off, sweet. Please, please, don't turn it off, okay? I have my reasons, and I think they're good reasons. But when they told me, Jeff, you want to do this podcast? I said, sure. But I'm like, yeah, I'll talk about the Tigers and the Pistons and the Red Wings and the Lions and Michigan State. That's where I draw the line. I'm not talking about Oakland basketball, but yet then they beat Kentucky. So we kind of had to talk about it. By the way, the team that Oakland lost to, NC State, now in the Final Four. In fact, Oakland University gave the Wolfpack their toughest test of the entire tournament. Wolfpack are an 11 seed. They're in the Final Four. Over the weekend, they knocked off Shaka Smart and Marquette and Duke. But it was Oakland that had the basketball at the end of regulation, tie game with the chance to knock them off. Oh, man, what could have been? What could have been? So I never thought I would talk about Oakland, but they beat Kentucky, so we had to. And I never thought I would talk about Michigan Panther football, but there's a story I got to get to. You may have heard it already. So the Michigan Panthers play at Ford Field, and they play in the UFL. And the UFL players, by the way, they kind of make a lot of money. They make $5,000 a week. That's $20,000 a month. UFL players make $240,000. Is that right? I looked it up, and that's what it said they made. $5,000 a week. $240K a year. You only play 10 games, and then I guess there's some playoffs, too, potentially. Like, not a bad living, if I do say so myself. But these guys, of course, they want to get to the next level. They all have NFL aspirations, as they should. Some of these guys that play in the UFL have already been in the NFL. Like A.J. McCarron. Remember him with the Alabama? Then plays quarterback for one of the teams, either the Michigan team or the St. Louis team that Michigan beat on Sunday. As you can tell, I'm very schooled. The only reason I'm talking about this, the only reason I bring it up, and the only thing I need to know, is their kicker, Jake Bates. Jake Bates in the UFL to give the Michigan Panthers their first ever win on Sunday on Easter. He kicked back-to-back 64-yard field goals. Now, I do believe kicking is the one thing you can do in any league and you can prove that you're good at it. Like, I think if you're a quarterback lighting it up in the UFL, you're not going to go to the NFL and light anything up, right? Same as a pass rusher, same as a receiver, same as any position other than kicker. It's you versus the altitude and the distance and the oxygen and the crossbars, right? I kind of feel if you can kick in the UFL, you can kick anywhere. And it just so happens that your Detroit Lions that play at Ford Field need themselves a kicker. Because don't get me wrong, Michael Badgley does not impress me at all. So I didn't watch this game, but the story is everywhere. I want to play you the audio. Apparently, Michigan taking on St. Louis in the season opener at Ford Field. And this kid, Jake Bates, was brought on to kick a 64-yard field goal. They iced him. So then he had to kick another one. Both were nailed. Both were good. Take a listen.
And they're bringing Jake Bates on to try a game-winning field goal. Never attempted a field goal at Texas State. Moved to Arkansas, was a kickoff specialist, played soccer at Central Arkansas. This is a 64-yard try. His first kick since high school.
Longer kick.
About diving into the deep end of the pool.
Longer kicks, lower trajectory. He's got to get this ball up so it's not blocked.
And a timeout. He'll kick anyway, and that would have been good. Would have been good, but the Battle Hawks called timeout.
All right, so the first attempt was good. Right down the middle, 64-yard bomb. I mean, I guess I don't blame St. Louis, the Battle Cats, for trying to ice Jake Bates. But then he had another crack at it. Take a listen.
64-yard try for the lead. Good snap. Good hold. Line drive. Kick. And it is good! A star is born in the UFL. Jake Bates. 64 yards.
All right, that's awesome, right? Again, UFL, NFL, CFL, who the hell cares? Let's not forget that the Lions, by the way, already went out and got a CFL player. Matthew Betts, defensive lineman, had 18 sacks for some CFL team. So the Lions have no problem getting players for non-traditional places. They got to go after this kid, Bates, right? But what's his story? You heard them mention he has not kicked a field goal since high school. He played for Texas State. He also played for Arkansas. Like, what's his deal? Where did he come from? Why wasn't he a kicker or at least a better kicker in college? What, was he just wild? So he went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday on ESPN, and I think he cleared some of his backstory up. McAfee asked him about making the first and then second kick, and then he gives a little bit about where he came from. Take a listen.
I mean, honestly, at this moment, I don't really remember what I was thinking about. I just remember that I heard the whistle and hit the ball, and then I kind of walked like 10 or 15 yards by myself, just, you know, reset. And kind of the whole thing about, you know, being a kicker is being able to hit the same ball every time. So
hell yeah.
That's what I tried to do on the second one, and luckily was able to get it in.
Yeah, and like Jake just said there, after the icing, they bring him back out. That's Anthony Becht, head coach of the St. Louis Battlehawks. Battlehawks, good team.
Good program, strong.
Good ball club. Calling a timeout there, trying to ice, send you back out. And this is the one that you would see on the internet because, boom, although the commentator says line drive kick, yeah, right. That ball was murdered, absolutely slaughtered. So let's go into your story a little bit here. They talked about it on the broadcast about how you hadn't kicked a meaningful field goal since high school because you were a kickoff specialist, and then you went and played soccer, I do believe. You were always kicking field goals. You just couldn't control where the hell it was going, or did coaches just see your massive leg and decide, we'll use you on kickoffs, and then we'll have somebody else kick field goals so they can focus on that? How did we get to this point, you think, Jake?
Well, at my two schools that I played football at was Texas State and then Arkansas. And I mean, I think both of those places I was, you know, I thought I was ready to kick field goals. But I was behind two guys that were really, really good. At Texas State, it was Seth Keller, and I think he holds like every record there. And then at Arkansas, I was behind Cam Little, who is probably going to be, you know, the first kicker off the board this draft. So, I mean, it was tough because I'd go to camps and kick with other guys, and I thought, you know, I deserved a chance, but, you know, it wasn't my moment. I think, you know, God had another plan for me. He was telling me to wait, and, you know, as I stayed, you know, patient, stayed, you know, true to myself and who I was, and trusted the process, and, you know, never gave up. And it's hard to never give up when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but luckily, you know, I didn't, and now I'm here.
Hell yeah, keep going. It only starts now, brother. Let's go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've already heard, you know, everybody is interested in this 64-yard field goal making back-to-back kicker.
All right, so the very end of that clip is what really interests me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can
put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Because the Lions need a kicker. We already talked about it. Michael Badgley is not the guy, despite being brought back for a one-year deal. The Lions, I do believe, are a Super Bowl-type team. Their window is wide open right now. They still need to make adjustments on the defensive side. They still need to go out and improve their secondary. Maybe another piece at defensive line. Their offense is dominant. I think we know this. But the one thing that came back to bite them in the ass last year was lack of a kicker. Now, if you have a great kicker, does Dan Campbell not decide to go for it on fourth down? I don't know. Maybe Campbell's always going to go for it on fourth down, and if that's the case, then it doesn't matter who your kicker is because he's never going to get a crack at it, right? However, if you have an all-world kicker, something the Lions never have had, like Jason Hansen, I still believe holds the record for most 50-yard-plus field goal kicks. He was a great kicker, but he never really kicked the kick that mattered. Not his fault. The Lions always blew, right? Now you're looking at a team. And you need a kicker because at some point at the end of the half, at the end of the game, you need to nail a kick to win it. And you need to be able to trust your guy. And I'm not saying Jake Bates is that guy, but I kind of feel that Jake Bates is that guy. Dude came on. I get it. Not a whole lot of people were at the game. I get it. It's the UFL. I get it. He's got nothing to lose. Nailed back-to-back 64-yard field goals. That is talent, my friends. That is skill, and that should be the next Detroit Lions kicker, or at least in competition with Michael Badgley. So, are the Lions interested? Because you know everybody we want the Lions to be interested in, they're never interested in them. Like Chase Young, hey, go get Chase Young. Never happened, right? Montez Sweat, go get him. Didn't happen. Legarius Sneed, go get, no, not going to happen. However, this might be the one time that our prayers are answered, that our wishes are heard. Tony Paul does a great job for the Detroit News, tweeted this out right after the kick on Sunday. He said the Michigan Panthers already have heard from multiple NFL teams about kicker Jake Bates after his 64-yard field goal. All right. Then about 3 hours later, he tweeted, yes, the Lions have already inquired, I am told. Now, that's a great tweet. Then yesterday morning, he followed up even more. And he said, should be noted, the Panthers GM Steve Kazor and Brad Holmes worked together with the Rams for years. How about that? Another layer to how maybe Jake Bates ends up being a Detroit Lion. Now, as I understand it, there's 9 games left to go in the UFL. Why not let Bates finish his season? I am a little unclear, and I tried to find out before the podcast, but I was unsuccessful. I'm a little unclear exactly how these guys are signed. It's not like they go in the draft because they don't, right? So if the Lions, for instance, want a guy like Bates, well, then they have to obviously call the Michigan Panthers and call Bates's agent and start negotiating a deal. The other layer is, I got to believe there's a lot of teams that obviously saw the 64-yard kicks back-to-back, and they want Bates as well. So you just assume that all the Lions have to do is pay Bates the most money out of any team that's interested. Give him the highest contract, which he's a kicker. It's not going to be that much money to begin with. Don't worry about the salary cap and make this guy your kicker. Like, listen, I understand I'm a tad reactionary about this, but watching back-to-back 64-yarders, when it matters for Jake Bates, okay, maybe who cares, Panthers, right? Maybe who cares? No, fans aren't going to care. Like, the league is kind of a joke maybe, right? Nobody cares. I get it. It's the UFL. However, it matters for that young man. It matters for Bates. He's been waiting his entire life to get a crack at being a kicker in the NFL. This is his only avenue there. And he nailed back-to-back kicks. And now I do wonder if the Panthers moving forward, they got 9 games remaining in their season and then potential playoffs apparently, but I do wonder if they use him even more. Like, hey, go to a Michigan Panthers game, see Jake Bates kick a 70-yarder. He said he's kicked 67 in practice with a live holder. I'm intrigued. Get this guy to Detroit. Don't let him leave Ford Field. Brad Holmes, let's go. I think you just found your new kicker. What do you think? Maybe I'm too excited. I mean, it can't hurt, right? Maybe it was a one-hit wonder. I don't know. But I would like to see this kid in camp fighting it out with Michael Badgley. And then maybe, just maybe, we actually have ourselves a legitimate kicker for the Detroit Lions, which right now is a missing piece. There's no question about that. Let me know what you think on the comments section. In the meantime, I want to read some comments from yesterday. I already told you about one of the comments, so I'll read it fully to you. And then I want you to get on with your day and go enjoy yourself. Looks nice outside. Comments from yesterday's podcast about the Tigers starting off the season 3-0. Sideless 5339. Responding to me talking about the home run celebration for the Tigers. Now, in case you missed it, they break out the pizza spear that you see Little Caesars holding on to. Of course, Little Caesars, the Illiches, they own Little Caesars. They also own the Tigers and the Red Wings. The new home run celebration is the players walking around with a spear and there's pizzas on top of it. Not real pizzas, like rubber pizzas. Now, this replaces the home run celebration of last year, which was the players putting on pads and a Red Wings helmet and grabbing a stick and scoring or slap-shotting a goal into a net that was always in the dugout. I kind of made fun of it a little bit, said it was not my thing, but people seem to enjoy it. Like Sideless 5339 says, we're undefeated since the pizzas came out. I will hear no pizza slander until May at the earliest. How about this one? Tom Lage, 78. Fun is fun. If they want to do the pizza walk, let them. Maybe Chris will stop being cheap and spend some money if he sells a few more pizzas. And a couple of smiley emojis. I actually don't know if not going out and spending more in the offseason was a Chris Illich thing or a Scott Harris thing. I kind of feel if Scott Harris told Chris Illich, I want to go get a Matt Chapman or a JD Martinez or a Cody Bellinger, I think Chris might actually be okay with it. But again, I don't know. Here's another one. Stan Wadalski, 1769, says, by the way, 12 of the total 22 minutes of your podcast were not Tigers related. Please let me know on your screen graphic if plus 60% of your next podcast is non-Tigers related. So he wasn't very happy that I put up a thumbnail of the Tigers. And apparently I talked about some other stuff as well. There's little Pistons. Talked about April Fool's Day. And then he goes back and he's got more for me. And somebody even liked this one. He says, why do you always have to make everything about you? You spent the first 4 minutes of your podcast talking about non-Detroit Tiger stuff. Don't you realize the zealots who will listen to your podcast and people that just want to hear about the Tigers? I don't care about your personal stuff. I care about the Detroit Tigers. I'll give your podcast a couple more tries, but so far, you've just validated what I've always thought about you, that you just want to be the center of attention. Like, holy shit, dude. Wow. I mean, somebody's got to talk, right? Do you just want me to go right into it? I'm curious how many people agree with that last commenter. Listen, if all you want me to do is start the podcast, give the story of the day, and then leave you, there's no fun. There's no creativity. There's no jokes. There's no swearing. Fucking no swearing. if that's what you want, you are the customer. I will do it. But I'm not quite sure that's what everybody wants. That dude. He didn't like my Mark Champion story, apparently. Oh, Tigers related. So does that mean he's not going to watch this podcast? Because this has nothing to do with the Tigers. Anyway. Should I put the Tigers on the thumbnail just to get this guy to watch? I don't know. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. We found our new kicker, Jake Bates. Go get him. The 64-yard field goal kicking machine. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow on a hump day. Let me know about that commenter. Should I do my podcast like that moving forward? Let me know. Bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.